This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A microphone attached to a mic stand and an on-off button next to it and four screens in front of me and the television sets on with John Kelly's face as the new White House chief of staff. What's going on? Is this the studio, Todd? Is this what it looks like? I'm having an out-of-body experience.
Nobody's going to be bringing you Kukit or anything today.
I don't see any corn dogs or foot-long hot dogs or cheese curds anywhere near me. Back from a couple of weeks on What's On Your Mind on the road. And it's always nice to, it's not different any day for you, the fine listeners of this program, but for me it's a little bit different, a little different view every day. And on the road the last couple of weeks, and you know what? Enjoyed every inch of it. Absolutely every inch of it. Really have. Glad to have you aboard on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. Let me give you a little run through what we'll do today on the show. First of all, as of this very moment, you get a chance to tell me what's on your mind. And that's the case all the time. And we appreciate it. Best part of the show. So let us have it. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd at 226-8503. Or you can text me at 367-2054. One question I do have for you. I have been amazed that while it's summertime, when normally fairs and, you know, I mean, just kind of the usual things are going on in summer, you're checked out a little bit. Seems to be less so right now, and I think partly that's a result of some of the things happening in Washington, D.C. with Donald Trump transforming government as we know it, which I think is great. I know there's a lot of people just going crazy. Oh, my gosh, chief of staff is out after 6 months. Who cares? That affect anybody's life? As short as serving chief of staff since blah, 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 blah. Who cares? It's the swamp. The swamp has a new swamp buster. That's all you need to know. And things will be a little chaotic. They'll be different. You know, the swamp and the establishment, they freak out. Whatever. Here's how you should judge a Trump administration. By the outcomes. In other words, if you voted for Donald Trump, what did you vote for? You didn't vote for Donald Trump for Donald Trump. You voted for Donald Trump because you wanted what? Maybe the economy to be better. Maybe less regulation. Maybe somebody that actually isn't afraid to take on issues like immigration, ISIS, whatever. Whatever you voted for, put down your top three, put it in your purse. Todd, you can put it in your purse or your billfold, pool pond, you know. Purse is probably you wore stiletto heels after all. I'm just assuming you have a purse. But anyway, you know.
I need to accessorize more for that, so thanks for the tip.
Is wallet sort of gender neutral? Wallet?
Yeah.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Put it in your wallet.
Yes, yeah, women will have a wallet in their purse, yeah.
Your top three. And then about every 3 months or so, pull that out and say, how are they doing on these? Judge them by the outcome. Judge them by the results. Get out of the day-to-day. Oh, he said, what? He called a reporter and said, what? Oh, my gosh. Like those words. Whatever. You know, I'm not condoning any of it, saying it's good, bad, or indifferent. It's just part of a much bigger plan. And maybe that has brought people out. The other is, I think, Obamacare. The vast majority of the people that I hear from, I would say 8 out of 10. If I went back and looked at every email, every text, every call that's come in since Obamacare has been implemented, 8 out of 10 can't stand it. It's higher premiums, it's higher deductibles, it's less options, it's bad. Okay? Anytime we've done a program saying, tell us how it's worked out for you, we hear horror stories. Now, 2 out of 10 call and say, I didn't have coverage, I've got it now. You know, it was, I had a bad deal before, I got a better deal now. how long that'll last, I don't know. But the point is this. The vast majority of people want it gone, want it changed, want it repealed, replaced, whatever. Well, last week, Senator Heidi Heitkamp had a chance to be what she told us she would be in a campaign for the Senate, right? I'm not going to be that. You listen to the usual Washington voices. I'm not going to go along with those folks. I'm just going to go there and be for North Dakota Solutions. Imagine if she had said, it looks like McCain's going south along with the other two Republicans. Everybody on my side is a no. Why don't I be bold here? She would have been put right on the conference committee over there with the House. She could have rolled up her sleeves and said, let's go to work. She can't do it. She's out raising money from people who want her to be Bernie Sanders, crying out loud. You know, I mean, they push her more leftward. So you're raising millions of dollars, flying around the country doing that. Here's the other thing I'm amazed at, bringing this back to summertime. And I don't know if it's Trump or if it's Obamacare or what, that is, I am amazed at the amount of people that want a focus on that race. Now, I've done a little bit of it here on the program. Most of it has been in fielding calls from people upset that more is not being done. But I think one day I started with something, I was mad about something, and somebody called and said, I don't want to be about Heidi Heitkamp. I said, well, did you vote for her? No. Talk about something else. Now, you know, there's cranky pants in every corner. I get that. We don't. If Todd and I reacted to every cranky pants that comes along, you know, we would be paralyzed.
Cranky
because you wouldn't know which way to, you know, turn left. Ooh, he just wants to talk about that. So you get a radar in this business for separating momentum, concern. For me, for instance, I wasn't the drought thing was not on my radar, but I picked it up from listeners months ago, beginning of the growing season. Hey, we're dry. I don't know. This could be big drought. It just snowballed. Well, you know, if somebody called and said, it's nothing, it's no big deal, you don't then go, oh, that person's right, the other isn't. So I detect a large amount of concern. Evidently, and you may recall, Todd will probably verify this, probably in a promo somewhere, because whenever I do something a little, you know, throw an elbow-like, he memorializes it for a...
Why not?
Promo. Thank you, Todd. I think somebody called one day and said, why isn't the Republican Party doing more? And I said, because the North Dakota Republican Party's out to lunch. They're, you know, didn't they say worthless and spell worthless or something? It was a little harsh. And
the
Republican Party of North Dakota has been asleep at the switch. I can't believe it. We got a Senate campaign. I don't know if we have Republican Party officials. Do you see any counter to anything that is going on with Heidi Heitkamp? There's plenty of things you can pick from. And nothing. Not a press release, not an ad. I mean, come on, Republican Party, wake up. Get in the game.
You got that right. I see the ads on TV. I see the lawn signs are going. She's running already, and there's nobody countering her.
What's on your mind?
So thank you. Yeah, Todd, I'll have to eat those words now, because evidently the Republican Party is doing something. They're announcing...
Maybe you woke him up.
Oh, there you go. That could be. I'll take credit.
Yeah, it was me. It was mine. I didn't.
Well,
but for me, there'd be nothing going on.
Because if you hadn't spoken up, would they have woken up? Not necessarily.
I don't know, and I don't care. But my point is, I think this is coming from people, not parties. Because I'm hearing about it enough. And that's going back to where I started with this in the summertime here. Summertime is supposed to be summertime. And right now, I'm hearing more about politics and I am summertime from people that are mad about that vote, mad about other votes, want to change there, and just plain done with politics as usual. So I think that's okay. I really do. I applaud you. You care enough about your country to wake up and talk about this stuff. And in a few minutes, we're going to chat with Kelly Armstrong, who is the chair of the Republican Party. Well, I picked up a tip that Kelly Armstrong had been at the White House specifically to talk about this race with Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Got that verified. It hadn't been out anywhere else. And in the process of that, learned about a campaign that is beginning. So that's good. And I want you to know about it because we've talked about it. So Kelly Armstrong will be here in a moment or two. And we're going to deal with something that's sad to me, but a reality. And that is the drug use is up rather significantly. And it's up in the workplace. It's up, on the roads. It's up in schools. It's really everywhere. Skylar Dutton, who is the safety coordinator, he's a drug recognition expert, is going to join us from the North Dakota Safety Council today, and Jason Belvick from the officer, Jason Belvick, who is with the West Fargo Police Department. He's a school resource officer there, going to join us today to talk about how big this drug problem is right now, who is affected by it, you know, parents, families, employers, what you can watch for. Employers, they have, North Dakota Safety Council has so many good programs, but your supervisors really should go to a reasonable suspicion course so you can get an idea of what's going on. We'll tell you about that. NDSC.org has more info on it, too, but supervisors really need to recognize it. I think August 7th in Bismarck, September 12th in Fargo, I might have that backwards, but there's dates coming up for those. But those two will join us on the program today. Important conversation. We do Safety Talk Radio once a month, and that's life and death. Right? And very important. I was sad to hear a lot more of what's happening in the workplace, and that is just plain that dangerous. So they'll be here. WSI and North Coast Safety Council bring you that. Okay, we'll get to the calls. Find out what's on your mind. We'll save some time for that here today on the program. Kelly Armstrong, North Dakota Republican Party, and more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trooper Quinn with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. If you want a career with specialized training and opportunities for advancement, where each day brings new and exciting experiences, the Highway Patrol is for you. Whether it's helping a stranded motorist or removing an impaired driver, I'm making a difference on our roadways by enhancing safety for the motoring public. We're accepting applications for new state troopers until August 26th. For more information, visit nd.gov/ndhp, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota. We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations, right? Of course we do. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects land, wildlife for generations. And today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. Message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To find out more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, I just had about 55 texts during the breaks, with people jumping up and down. How do I know they're jumping up and down? Todd, emojis. That's all I can tell you. They're telling me dear lottery results are available right now. Somebody else did breaking news with about a million exclamation points. Dear tag results are out today. Email only. Everybody's fired up. Yeah. So
I had Pat on Wednesday at the fair. That was all anybody wanted to know.
Thanks. Yeah.
And you don't want to say, we're pretty sure they're going to be out such and such a date, and then something happens and get delayed a day, because then everybody's hair gets on fire. So I get why they don't want to necessarily put it out there until they know when they can put it out there.
It's out now. And we have an email from Gamefish saying that the Eurogun Lottery has been held by, and individual results are available online at the State Gamefish Department website. More than 2,800 antlerless deer gun licenses remain. Only resident applicants who were unsuccessful in the first lottery can apply for the remaining licenses. The first lottery application process, deer gun, muzzleloader, youth, and landowner, had more than 107,000 applicants, and just under 53,000 were unsuccessful. It says an option for unsuccessful applicants to apply online for remaining licenses will be available August 8th. Mark that on your calendar. All right, so just check it out. It's on the website. Kelly Armstrong is the chair of the North Dakota Republican Party and joins us now from Washington, D.C. Hello, Kelly Armstrong. How are you? Kelly there? Yeah. We had him on the line, but Manny thinks lost our connection from it. He's going to call him right back. Well, I talked to David in Hebron. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling from southwest North Dakota here. I'm a rancher, and I had somebody up in the Grand Forks area or whatever that was going to make hay for me, and now he cannot make it because the ASC or SCS, whatever, in charge there, he can't do it because he can't sell the hay. It's not on his land or whatever the regulations are. I don't know, but that doesn't do me any good because I need hay. And it's going to be really bad for the ranchers down here if they got land up there that's got CRP on it and it can't be made because they can't sell it. Why don't they just have them compensate them for cutting and baling?
Yeah, interesting,
so the ranchers,
David,
can get the hay.
Interesting. I know there's one effort that Paul Sproul is leading up there and has connected a lot of folks with CRP acreages in the east, and they're donating the hay. In this case, obviously, you've got a willing seller and a willing buyer, and it sounds like they're not being able to do it. I don't know. That is the FSA office. What I will do, David, is ask if you to hang on, and I'll get your name and information. And we have had some success in getting a few of these things fixed out once we get them to Congressman Kramer and Senator Hovind's office. So just hang on a second here, and we'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Don't go away, Manny. We'll take your name and information. And back on our newsmaker line is the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, Kelly Armstrong. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Wonderful. Appreciate you joining us today. I understand you have an announcement of sorts here. We just was mentioning at the top of the show that, I'm amazed that it doesn't seem like summer, because most times in summer people sort of check out of the TikTok of politics, but people are pretty engaged right now, and whether it was at the fair or whether it's been on the air over the last number of months, folks are really spoiling for a full-fledged campaign against Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and it looks like you are too.
Yeah, typically we wait until after Labor Day at the party to really get into this, but it's just there's no choice. We're mounting a fundraising drive to have a communications campaign out in North Dakota to let the voters in North Dakota understand what Senator Heitkamp is all about and how she votes, how she talks one way in North Dakota and votes another way when she gets into D.C.
How is it that, what you just described to me is blatantly obvious, right? I mean, you can go back and look at campaign ads. You could look at the, comments that are made back in the state, and then you look at her vote and just say, well, how can you put those two together? How is that the case? I just have a hard time believing if John Hovind or Kevin Kramer were doing that, it wouldn't be front page news. It just seems to be a laissez-faire back here. Why?
Well, I think one of the reasons is, I mean, Senator Heitkamp's very good at this. She very tightly controls her message, and when every time it comes to campaign season, preaches about bipartisanship. But the problem is that's a fraud. First of all, once you vote for Senator Chuck Schumer for majority leader, it doesn't really matter what your second vote is. But we need to make sure people understand. I mean, she voted with Iran. She gave billions of dollars to Iran. That not only hurts our national security, it hurts the North Dakota energy industry. She just voted to keep Obamacare the law of the land. She's voted not to roll back federal regulation on the oil industry. And we believe we get those messages out, we'll be able to beat her in 2018.
I understand that you were at the White House recently and that no less than the President of the United States is engaged in this race. Is that right?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Kelly?
Hello.
I hear you okay. Do you not hear me?
Okay. I can hear you now.
Yeah, it sounds like we don't have the best cell connection. My question for you was, I understand that you were at the White House recently meeting with the President of the United States who was asking you specifically about this race. Is that correct?
That is correct. There were some state party chairmen out there. It was a political race. And it was dealing with races that are going to be important to the Republican Party in 2018. And this Senate race is obviously one. I was really impressed with how engaged the President was. He knew about the drought conditions in North Dakota, asked how that was going. And then after that, we got into talking and asked, I mean, obviously, he still enjoys a 59% of in North Dakota. And I think a lot of that can be based on his allowing North Dakotans to regulate North Dakota business, North Dakota energy and North Dakota ag. But they're committed to helping us beat Senator Heitkamp in 18, and we'll take all the help we can get.
So he literally is, that sounds like he may be a invitation to have him back if he's that engaged in that particular race, huh?
Absolutely. And we met with Vice President Pence, too. And they're in Office of Political Affairs. And they're more than willing to help us in any way we need as this campaign gets into full swing.
Well, that probably, when you think about it, maybe some parts of the country, Vermont, you don't bring in Donald Trump to help with the Republican candidate. I don't know. But in a state like North Dakota with 59% approval, that's a concern. If you're Heidi Heitkamp, that's a bad formula, isn't it, Kelly?
Absolutely. We're a conservative state. But, I mean, don't forget the Democrats are desperate. I mean, she is the last foothold they have as a party in North Dakota, and they're spending a lot of Washington, D.C. PAC money to make sure she wins re-election. Now, can we compete with all those national dollars? Probably not. But we're going to start a grassroots North Dakota-led campaign to make sure the voters understand what Senator Heitkamp's all about.
Senator Kelly Armstrong with us, Senator from Dickinson of the North Dakota Legislature, but also a chair of the Republican Party of North Dakota. And as you heard, news that I've not heard anywhere else, that he has met recently with the President of the United States, Donald Trump, actively engaged on this particular race of Senator Heitkamp's reelection. Hang on, if you would, a couple more minutes with Kelly Armstrong when we come back. And if you have a question or comment for him, welcome. 258-0550, 258-0550 after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, in his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8-month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Lots of good news today. Oil prices flirting with $50, so that's not bad. It's not going to cause any fireworks shows to be, scheduled in North Dakota. I think 60 would do that, but I don't know that 50 would. But it certainly is going in the right direction anyway. No doubt about that. Back with more on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by High Plains Apache. Best sprayer you can buy is that businessman sprayer, the Apache sprayer from High Plains Apache. Locations to serve you in Mandan and Frontier 2, which is south of Fargo. And their customers, they've just said, hey, they work hard for their money. When they spend a buck, they want to get most for their time and their energy. And High Plains Apache's always respected that. And they work hard to earn your business. And the Apache sprayer really works hard for you. It's the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do, a support team to back it up, an ET ag site, on-site ag store, rather. And you get 50,000 sprayer parts to choose from, everything you can imagine. They've got it. They're across from Bonanza in Mandan. They're exit 60 south of Fargo, I-29 in Frontier, High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, back with our conversation with Kelly Armstrong, Senator Armstrong, chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota from Dickinson. Questions or comments, welcome, 258-0550. Texter wants to know, how do I contribute to this effort? You said earlier it was a fundraising campaign, so I assume that means you're taking contributions from everybody, huh?
Absolutely, and you can do that either at the ndgop.org on our website, or you can call Dane or Janine at headquarters in Bismarck, or you can mail a check to headquarters in Bismarck. We'll take a money order, MoneyGram, anything you have, and we will use your money to go communicate our message and to tell the North Dakota voters why Heidi Heit Camp is bad for North Dakota.
Here's a texter. Please inform Mr. Armstrong that this Tea Party conservative is finished with the GOP. 7 years, and they don't have a replacement for Obamacare. I'm sick of the do-nothing GOP majorities. I'm sick of the constant capitulation to Democrats. I'm sick of the GOP's ceaseless attacks on conservatives. We better call this guy a doctor. I'm sick of your tax-dodging Democratic governor. I'll be voting third party in the future. As I see it, a vote for a Republican would be the same as voting for a Democrat. Wonder what do you say to that, Kelly?
Well, I say that's absolutely not true, and particularly in North Dakota. We have a very conservative Republican Party, and we have a very conservative subgroup of the Republican Party in North Dakota, and anybody who's been involved here. And I'd also contend that our senator and our congressman voted the right way on the Obamacare repeal. And I understand the frustration. I share that same frustration. But I don't think penalizing the North Dakota Republican Party because of what an Arizona Republican did is good for the state or good for the country.
Facebook comment, or is this a text? I don't remember which. Why not expose the fact she doesn't do town hall meetings?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the issues we have is that her schedule is very tightly controlled. She doesn't announce it until at the very minute. And then when she does do her schedule, be in front of our tightly controlled Facebook Messenger, Washington, D.C. funded campaign ad. That's absolutely one of the issues we want to get out in front and make sure the voters know the real Heidi Heitkamp.
Burley on Facebook says she fights for North Dakota, but she only fights for the DNC. Oh, she says she fights for North Dakota, but she only fights for the DNC. That's one thing about politics today. She's out raising $3 million or whatever she's got in the campaign coffers, and that takes her to every corner of North Dakota. I'm sorry, every corner of the USA, but for North Dakota, right? I mean, you got to go to the Pelosi country and Schumer country and the Friends of Harry Reid and go all these different liberal groups. The second they give you a penny, they're not about to, allow you to vote against, Obamacare, right? I mean, just the fact that she has the money she has from where she has it puts her in a very difficult box of not being able to keep her promises, doesn't it, Kelly?
Yeah, and absolutely, and that's exactly right. It's about where she raised money and what her ideals are, then that would be another thing. But the point is that she goes and raises that money outside of the state.
Fascinating commentary on Facebook already this morning on this, and we'll definitely look forward to, finding out more about your effort that you announced today and hope it's successful and also letting the voices of voters be heard here. That's what we're all about. What's on your mind? Kelly, fly safely, and thanks for the time today, and appreciate you sharing the news today.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Kelly Armstrong is the senator from Dickinson. Didn't have the best connection on the cell phone there, but that's how airports are. And so we will talk with him again about that and continue to follow that story. One programming note, by the way. My ugly mug is going on TV tonight. Todd, get the...
I didn't know you had two mugs.
Get the suction darts out and get ready to throw them at the TV.
Okay? Point of view?
Be guest hosting for Chris Berg today, tomorrow, and Wednesday on the Point of View, which airs in the East at 6:30 on AX4 and West Dakota Fox. West at 9:30. So, set your TiVo, get your suction dart cups ready, and, giddy up. We're going to have ourselves some grand fun. We're going to have a little fun, Todd. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Okay.
Yes. Should be fun. In fact, one guest I have on tonight was a guest we had on the air on Thursday last week, Craig Stevens. I haven't done enough on this. I need to do more. We touched on it, but it's just, there's so many things going on, I didn't get to it. And that was this Unabomber-like manifesto from two protesters of the Dakota Access Pipeline bragging about blowing or trying to blow up pipes, believe it or not. So they literally talk and describe on how they've cut into pipe, which is, of course, illegal and very dangerous and horrific destruction of infrastructure. Look, you don't want a pipeline there? Fine. This is America. Protest legally, lawfully, however you want. These people are bragging about, oh, yeah, go get a torch here and use this kind of knife and cut there. And by the way, when you're burning the construction equipment, make sure you use this accelerant. You won't believe it. So we have some highlights we'll share tonight. And as I mentioned, Craig was on to talk a little bit about it on Thursday, but there could be more to be done here without question because it's bad news. I can't even believe it. So anyway, that'll be tonight. And also, I'm going to talk a little bit about this announcement today from Kelly Armstrong. Let me just say, I'm happy to be wrong here. I'm happy to have been in error here and upset that there wasn't more being done by the North Dakota Republican Party. I don't want outside groups to come in. They're going to come in, and they all come in from both sides. It happens, it just is. It's the way it goes. But I'd much rather a North Dakota-led effort have this happen. And the Democrats ought to do the same thing. They never will, so it's not worth talking a lot about, but it's the way it ought to be. Let's let North Dakota Republicans and North Dakota Democrats decide who you want to serve in the United States Senate. Okay? Let's do that. And Kelly's announcement that, hey, grassroots effort, send in a check, a money order, dump your piggy bank, whatever. If you're concerned about this, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Good. And I stand corrected and rescind my criticism previously. I think it was warranted criticism at the time, but it isn't anymore, so, you know, I'll shut my yap about it. Okay? I will. So, I'm glad it's happening. I'm also fascinated that President Trump is, engaged. Speaking of which, he has a new chief of staff. He's speaking at the White House now.
Here, this is brand new video from a cabinet meeting now at the White House, the first overseen by Chief of Staff John Kelly.
And at Homeland, what he has done has been nothing short of miraculous. As you know, the border was a tremendous problem, and now close to 80% stoppage. And even the president of Mexico called me. They said their southern border, very few people are coming because they know they're not going to get through our border, which is the ultimate compliment. So I just want to congratulate him on the great job he's done with Homeland Security, and I have no doubt that he will be an absolutely superb chief of staff. We were discussing a little while ago before the meeting how well we're doing. However, we have the highest stock market in history. We have GDP on Friday, got very little mention, although I guess in the business areas it did, but got, I think, very little mention. 2.6 is a number that nobody thought they'd see for a long period of time. Remember, I was saying we will hit 3 at some point in the not-too-distant future, and everybody smiled and they laughed and they thought we'd be at 1, and 2.6 is an unbelievable number announced on Friday. Unemployment is the lowest it's been in 17 years. Business enthusiasm is about as high as they've ever seen it. In fact, it is as high, the highest point in 28 years, according to a certain graph and a certain chart. The manufacturers are, the enthusiasm level is incredible. We have a lot of tremendous things going. We have some interesting situations that we'll handle, North Korea, Middle East, lots of problems that we inherited from previous administrations, but we'll take care of them. We'll take care of them very well. But overall, I think we're doing incredibly well. The economy is doing incredibly well. And many other things. So we're starting from a really good base. I predict that General Kelly will go down in terms of the position of chief of staff, one of the great ever. And we're going to have a good time, but much more importantly, we're going to work hard, and we're going to make America great again. It's all about making America great again. That's what we're going to do. That's what I said. That's how we won this big election, and that's what we're in the process of doing and continuing. And, General, it's really great to have you on board, and thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, he's booting them all out of the air. Rex Tillerson on one side, and General Matt Doc Mattis is Defense Secretary on the other, and off they go out of the cabinet room. I like that. Oh, somebody asked him a question. Is he? All right, yeah, he's not answering. Disciplined. I like that. Folks, did you hear that list? This goes back to what I said at the beginning. Judging this president, this White House, on was America great again? Is it better now? Pick your 1, 2, 3, put it in your wallet, your man purse, if you're Todd. Sorry, the stilettos, just, I can't get out of my head.
It is a tough image to overcome. I get that.
Yeah. Put the 1, 2, and 3 right there that are most important to you, and then just ask yourself, want some other better? Is it getting better? Is it, 2.9% GDP growth? Folks, do you remember we had 0.0 and, some decimal dust for much of the Obama administration? Everybody talking about jobs, no economy growth here at all. The only way you get rid of a debt of $20 trillion is by a growing economy. You move that needle, get it up to 3 on average, or, hit a complete home run in 4, it's just unbelievable. Blake in Cooperstown, you're next when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, customer owned by people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, it's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials.
for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds $1.29 each. Blue Diamond almonds 89 cents each. Red Bull 12 ounce cans 2 for $4.50. Hot tamales 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. That's a great deal. Plus the 4 for $4 Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, the best cookies money can buy. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember, PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing playground safety.
We can't catch them every single time they fall, so there's some things you can do when you get to the playground. Just kind of evaluate it before you let them play. One of the most important things to look for is that you're taking them to a playground that has this shock-absorbing surface. So those wood chips or the rubber mulch, and make sure that that's at that proper depth. That's about 12 inches. That way, if they do fall, they'll have that shock absorber to absorb some of that impact. And then just making sure it's a playground that's age appropriate for your children. And I always talk to my son, you need to wear your tennis shoes. Make sure you have those tennis shoes on so you have a good, sturdy footwear for climbing and running and doing all that stuff.
For more playground safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Drug use is up significantly, and that impacts the workplace, it impacts homes, our highways. This is serious stuff. We're going to talk next hour with the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI and a couple of experts. One law enforcement, Jason Baldick from the West Fargo Police Department, school resource officer there, and one former law enforcement officer who is now the safety coordinator at the North Dakota Safety Council, Skylar Dutton. And he's the drug recognition expert for the Safety Council. They have some great classes, too. So I was alarmed, really, to hear the stats. I mean, you pick up a tidbit here and there, and you know the opioid thing I've heard a lot about worries me. But the percentage increases in workplace detection of this and how much of that's a problem really becoming a big concern. So not good. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. It's an incredible institution, folks. It really is. And you have kids, you have grandkids, you might own or manage a workplace. The ability to improve your life through an organization that is really impressive is something you ought to consider. And I've talked recently about nurses. Nurses that want to grow in skills and excel in their profession. You know that nurses already have a heart for others, right? And that's why they become a nurse. And at the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand that desire to reach the full potential to take on leadership roles. The key right now to rising in nursing is an advanced degree, because national nursing organizations have said dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees are needed by the year 2020. So the University of Mary is making that possible for you to move forward. And right now, they offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. Similar programs elsewhere can run $8,000 higher. So that's a remarkable value, too. Earn your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary. Smart choice, because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time, full-time options. They always do a great job of making it the most flexible. They have that year-round campus there. It's fantastic. The University of Mary. An excellent education and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn today to apply. Blake in Cooperstown, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I've been up here haying for the last 7-8 days, and I just like to compliment the people up here. They're so good-hearted, it's hard to believe. If they don't have hay themselves, they'll find somebody that does. It's just amazing. I got stuck the first day I was here being a flatlander from Mercer County, and now I got a tractor sitting at the end of the field. If I get stuck again, it's there to remind me to use. I had one gentleman offer his trailer house out on the farm to stay in if we needed a place to stay. It's just amazing.
I could listen to stories like that all day long, Blake. That's pretty neat. Now, tell me a little bit about what you're doing. So you're doing this just to help out?
No, I come up here to put up enough hay for my cows.
Okay. So when you say come up here, you came up to Cooperstown from Mercer County?
Yep.
I got it. Okay.
And, I have a brother-in-law that lives in Cooperstown, but the rest of the people don't know me from Adam. So I just can't believe how friendly everybody is.
Well, you know, this drought feels to me a little like the floods, you know, the Minot flood and the Grand Forks flood, and it really does. It also feels a little like, in a different way, but the protests that we dealt with for a year from the Dakota Access Pipeline, where it just sort of consumed you, and you recognize the hurt people had, for instance, farmers and ranchers, and not being able to get their kids to school, and roads disrupted, and all, you know, this radical eco-terrorist element coming in here to disrupt our way of life rips your gut out, whether you're in Fargo or whether you're you're in Cannonball. And the drought's the same way. I've heard it in people's voices. I hear it in your voice. It's just a very, very challenging, difficult time. And I think when your neighbors are hurting, you're hurting too. So, you know, that's why we do what we do in North Dakota, I guess.
Yep.
Well,
yeah, it's really something. It really makes a person stop and think.
Yeah, no kidding. Is this hay going to help you?
Oh, yeah. If the pastures hold on back home, I'll be good for another year. But I guess that's been a fight, too. The people that got grass got no water, and the people that got water got no grass. So
is this one of those years to remind us who's in charge?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's not us. There's a reason for this pain and suffering and worry and everything else. We don't know what it is right now, but it's making us stronger for whatever battles lie ahead. That's for sure.
And these people up here haven't been without. I mean, there was a hailstorm come up here, went through, and took a pretty wide swath. There's people with no crops left, but it's not letting them down. They're keeping on going. They're doing what they can and helping whoever they can. So it's amazing.
That is amazing. That's fantastic. Well, Blake, thanks for sharing the story. Glad you took a moment to call, because I think people in the hustle and bustle sometimes forget there's a lot of good everywhere you look and a lot of nice people willing to help. And that's by far the majority. Even when you run across something that's kind of an unfortunate situation, just go to the next one because a lot of good people here. You're right. Thanks, Mike.
I did go to the Golden Valley meeting, and Doug number one and Doug number two, I commend them for coming to our little town of Golden Valley and sharing
fantastic.
Our
fantastic. I got to run, but you call again. That was a good meeting with Governor Burgum in Golden Valley.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
My brother the other day lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.